Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
When my first husband, Stephen, and I were in our late 20s, we got a surreal midnight phone call. It was Stephen's doctor. A pair of lungs lay waiting at UCSF Hospital. Stephen had cystic fibrosis, and his health had begun a fast decline. By the next evening, he was breathing with new lungs. We were thrilled and terrified. Stephen wasn't out of the woods. He'd exchanged one set of woods for another. He breathed freely, but his immune system was suppressed. A cold could be lethal. We vowed to do everything we could to take care of the new lungs. The list was long and specific. No plane trips or bus rides, no crowds, masks in public indoor spaces. I couldn't work at first because Stephen wasn't allowed to be alone. I missed my brother's college graduation. That stretch of time reminds me of the way I'm living now, exhausted, unsure when the exhaustion will end. Canceling trips home, marking a year since I've seen my parents, knowing I could be carrying a deadly virus. Those post-transplant months were daunting, but their constraints felt like background noise set against the freedom. Stephen could breathe. He'd run up the hill near our house laughing. The new reality was nerve-wracking but exhilarating. It held one crucial thing the old reality had lacked: hope. The constraints I live with now feel nothing like background noise. They highlight everything I miss, but their goal is the same: good health, not just for my family, but for all of us. So I'm trying to see the things I do now the way I saw them then, as maneuvers with a payoff in mind. As COVID fatigue sets in, I'm trying to see social distancing as my daily accomplishment. Stephen's return to breathing felt incredible. I hope when we're all together again, we soak up everything we've missed. I hope when I see my parents, I stop to take them in, the stories they tell me and the stories they don't. I hope I appreciate being in the same room, all of us alive, together. With a Perspective, I'm Elizabeth Scarborough.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.